Hi, this is Dr. Mike Carter, and welcome to our AMI podcast. I have a very special guest this week that I'd like to introduce you to. This is Bensi Joseph. Bensi is our nurse practitioner at Apple Centers in Tennessee, in Chattanooga. And many of you have met her and talked to her at our different events, but we wanted to have a chance to sit down and just chat a little bit about her experience with Apple, with AMI, over the last, how many years have you been with us now?
Seven.
7 years. I thought it was more like eight.
It's closer to eight.
It's closer to eight. Okay, so she's been with us for a long time. When you first started with, now you have your BS in nursing,
and
you have your BS in psychology, and then you have your master's in
nursing.
As
family nurse practitioner.
Yep, mm-hmm. And you went to UTC?
UTC for my undergrad, and master's I went to Southern Adventist University.
Okay. So you came to us with a lot of book knowledge and a lot of skills, and you were a good nurse, I could tell.
Mm-hmm.
But you were, had very little nursing as a experience
practitioner.
Nurse practitioner.
I did all my clinical hours and everything in a regular family clinic, and then I interviewed several different places before I interviewed with you.
Now, what was it about us that made you decide to stay with us?
The holistic approach. I'm from a background where we believe in Ayurvedic medicines and a holistic approach, so as soon as I heard that come out of your mouth, I'm like, this is the place I want to be. So,
see, you never know what you say that could actually land you a winner like I landed here. So you were originally born in India?
Born in India.
And when did you come over here?
I was 11 when I came here.
Okay.
We came to New York. Then we moved here because my dad found a job here in Tennessee. And then I did my high school, ended up finishing my high school here in Tennessee, and then went on to UTC for my BS.
So I remember you saying a couple things to me when we first interviewed you, and one of the things you said was, I was talking to you about the fact that we don't like to prescribe a lot of medication
mm-hmm.
here, and that we try to do things least invasive to most invasive. We try to do the least invasive stuff because we see that missing in healthcare.
Right.
And you said something about, look, in India, we don't prescribe drugs like they do in the United States. We try to get people well with exercise and diet. Do you remember that conversation?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So that was what you were thinking when you took this job.
Oh, yeah. I was a nurse for 7 years before I went for my nursing and for master's. And I have seen a lot of patients get hooked on narcotics and painkillers left and right. So I did not want to go that path. And so when I interviewed with you and we talked about it, and you told me that your whole approach is holistic rehab and then, you know, getting them well without painkillers, that's why I was like, okay, well, this is what I want to be then.
Yeah. 2013 is when you started with us?
Yeah.
So back then, Tennessee was having major problems. They still are, but
mm-hmm.
it was... everybody thought it was unique to Tennessee with the opioids.
Oh, yeah.
And they had these pain management clinics.
Oh, yeah.
And they were so out of control that the DEA was trying to shut them down. But
mm-hmm.
the medical world was saying, no, they're serving a function. But
mm-hmm.
so what was happening was they were trying to close them by fire laws, having the fire marshal show up and say, there's too many people in this clinic.
Yes.
And I remember watching on the news one night, it was about time we hired you, and they were showing the nurse practitioners running out of pain clinics and giving people opioids in a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like way out of control.
Yeah, there was a whole lot of them. I interviewed with one of them before I interviewed with you. And what they wanted me to do was prescribe at least 20% the first week of me being there. And I was like, no, that's not what I'm in here for. You know, that's why I was like, I didn't know it was a pain clinic like that.
Well, my hat's off to you for having the integrity to recognize that. You probably were getting paid well by the company.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And being able to walk away from that because of your integrity is something that's what we love about you,
mm-hmm.
is you have integrity. You always have since you've been with us. You've made some observations over the years as we taught you these systems. Like, you didn't know any of the functional exam when you started.
That is not something we learned in nurse practitioner school.
And it is a bit daunting to learn that.
Oh, yeah.
But you didn't back off on it.
No, it was something to help a patient, and I felt like looking at their function was key to their healing. So when you were telling me about it, I was scared, of course, in the beginning. It's like 6 pages long, so it's to learn all the different tests and to kind of figure out, hey, well, how do I do this? Am I doing this right kind of thing? But then after, you know, a couple of months of doing it, I feel like, oh, I can do this. It's not a hard thing to do.
Yeah, we were just talking that because we were working with our other nurse practitioner in there and going over his functional exam, and he's doing well. You're training mm-hmm. him, and yeah, I was impressed.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a little slower at it than you are. And I said, well, you know, when Betsy first started doing this, it took her an hour to do a functional exam, but now you're doing like 10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 to 15 minutes, depending on the patient, yeah.
And so the fact that you took responsibility to learn that,
mm-hmm.
and I remember I trained you a lot on it,
and
we had other people, Dr. Mm-hmm. Morris and so forth, training you on it, but you took responsibility for it. That, I found, is the key for the nurse practitioner, to take the responsibility of that, because it's your diagnosis that's going to, you know, your diagnosis and your prescriptions are going to create these care plans.
Definitely.
And you've never backed away from that.
No.
So was there anything you could explain to, because a lot of our clients are chiropractors mm-hmm. and they're hiring nurse practitioners.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I see that I don't want them to do is I don't want them to invalidate the nurse practitioner because the chiropractor has more experience orthopedic-wise.
Mm-hmm.
We would like them to do what you did. Mm-hmm. Say, okay, I don't have that experience, but I'm willing to learn it, because now I would put you up against most chiropractors
mm-hmm.
and you would beat them with your experience.
Okay.
So what was it that got you to realize, okay, I can learn from these people and I like this.
Dr. Carberry, honestly, I think it was you. You motivated me as the chiropractor. And a little background on the chiropractic part, I've only been to like two chiropractors prior to coming here. And so once again, we are in the world of chiropractors are bad, doctors or medical doctors are good. So you changed that for me. So just talking to you and letting me realize that, hey, we are here to help patients, and functional exam is a key part of the whole world here. So just being patient with me and explaining to me when I had questions, that really changed it. So I feel like any nurse practitioner can learn this, anybody, from somebody who has 30 years experience or somebody that has only 6 months of experience.
Right.
But it's the motivation where you have to stay in. You can't give up.
I agree with what you said, that the functional exam drives the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
And injections are important.
Of course.
But injections are just a tool that you use after you've figured out what's wrong with them.
Right.
Tell us about your confidence when you do that functional exam of knowing what's wrong with that patient.
I believe I'm 100% confident.
Yeah.
Because I have the experience behind it.
You
do. I have the practice behind it.
You've done this on probably thousands of people
now. Oh, yeah, definitely.
And now you're teaching it to other nurse practitioners.
Right.
When you first started with us, your injection skills were limited as well.
No, I didn't have any.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I'll tell you the truth. I didn't have any because orthopedic injections are not something that you get taught in the nurse practitioner school. You guys gave me the confidence to do it here. And, of course, you sent me to several different clinics and things like that to learn it. And, you know, watching other nurse practitioners that were here prior to me doing it helped me a lot. Yeah.
Now, you started with us right before we started AMI. We didn't realize that was coming down the pipe.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so we were providing the training. I remember we brought some doctors in from different
mm-hmm.
cities,
yeah.
Friends of mine that were teaching the injections. But then we ran into Karen. And,
yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, Karen, we all love her because she's just awesome.
Right.
And you went and did that training as well.
Oh, yes, definitely.
So
Karen helped me a lot.
Yeah. So
definitely. Tell
us about that.
So this was about 4 or 5 years ago. I went for the training, and she was great. She was so confident, and she knew exactly. And she saw me, and she was like, oh, you're Betsy. You're coming to me. And I'm like, yeah, everybody can learn, you know. And I was told you were the best, so let's do it, you know. So she taught me a lot. She taught me how to do shoulder injections, hip injections. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have touched a hip because I was scared of hip injections. I could do knee injections all day, but Karen taught me how to do that hip injection, and I'm always grateful for that.
Our medical doctor we had back then who was supervising was very concerned about you doing these injections,
mm-hmm.
but there was a point, and I don't think I ever told you this, where he realized that you were now better than he was.
Oh.
So, so you were willing to learn that and take responsibility mm-hmm. for it, and that is also awesome, which
right.
we really like that. So when you first started with us, we didn't have AMI. We were kind of just doing the program that we had done
mm-hmm.
in Pennsylvania, and we had done down here before you mm-hmm. started. What did you think about AMI when we started doing that? When Colleen and I got, I would say maybe distracted,
mm-hmm.
I knew that we were going to do something. I didn't know what it was going to be, which is why I was trying to train you, and we had other clinics at the time,
right.
and train those nurse practitioners to take responsibility to have these things running. And then along comes the opportunity for AMI,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden Colleen and I are absentee owners.
Right.
So how did you feel about that, and how do you feel about it now?
I was scared in the beginning because it was right around the corner where I first started here. It's when you guys started, you know, was going towards that. So I was thinking, well, what am I going to do? You know, how am I going to manage this? Is this what I want to do? And I thought about it, and I felt like I could do it. You know, I felt like, hey, it's a good thing to do. It's a good thing that they're going to do. And so why not support them? And then that's what I did. And right now, 100%, I'm with you.
Oh.
Till you fire me.
I'm not going to do that. So let's not even bring that up in conversation. No, you've been, I've had a lot of really good clinicians working for me over the years, medical sure. and chiropractic, mm-hmm. and some really good ones. And I've learned a lot from them. I'm not trying to take anything away from them. But I will say, because you've been with us for 8 years, mm-hmm. and you've been willing to take responsibility and willing to take those scary steps into a realm of area that you weren't real familiar with,
yeah.
you've actually learned probably more than any of them. And I would say you are the best medical clinician we've ever worked with.
Oh, thank you.
And not to take anything away from anybody else, because I've had some great ones work with us. But you have learned probably more than anybody we've ever worked with. And we're looking to do more, because we weren't doing regenerative medicine when
no.
you started.
No, not at all.
And you saw that whole evolution. Was it a little scary when I
yes,
first talked to you about that?
It definitely was, because I didn't know exactly how we were going to manage that here, but I have seen patients happy with the results, and I'm like, okay, this is what I want to do. This is good. You know?
You've seen some pretty amazing
things yeah.
from what I've heard.
Amazing, amazing results.
And you've done probably, we've been trying to track it, and it's hard to get an exact number, but I would be willing to say you've done over 3,000 regenerative medicine injections. Would you say that's
for sure.
fair?
Yeah, or that or more, I'm thinking.
You know, the thing that I always get from people who are new at it is like, well, I got to check it out because I'm afraid I'm going to hurt somebody. Mm-hmm. What would you tell that clinician?
Yeah, that is always there, hurting somebody, but you're in a practice where you're there to help patients, not hurt them. And with regenerative medicine, it's not going to hurt them in any way. I have not seen a single side effect. I have not seen anybody say, oh no, you know, I'm having all these issues because I did this. I have not had that at all. So I feel like with 3,000 or more injections of that and having maybe a 2%, if that, and that's just, you know, joint injections or something that the pain at the site or something like that, it's easy. There's nothing like you have to worry about. So I would say go for it. It's a new skill you're learning. It's a new product and it's beneficial. Why not?
So you've done this with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have to pay cash for it.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always that worry about, are we going to like put a burden on this person? What have you observed when you see these people get injected? Do you think it's a valuable service? And what would you say percentage-wise of what you see respond? Like things that come in, and what do you see respond to what we do?
Valuable service, 100%. It is. You are only paying like a fraction of what you would pay for surgery, even the copay for surgery. So it's a service that works. It out of this amount of people that I've done, let's see, I would say 92% succeeded. And the ones that didn't, they had their own comorbidities, like they had their own things that prior to coming here. So lack of exercise or lack of telling, you know, doing stuff that we told them not to do, things like that.
Yeah.
So it was their own thing that messed it up. But I believe that it's a new thing. It's a new medicine. It's not surgery. You don't have all the downtime of surgery. You don't have anything that you have to worry about as far as side effects of medicines, because you're going to get put on painkillers after surgery, and you don't have to worry about that with this. You
right.
don't get put on anything. Actually,
you know, it's funny you talk about the very minor side effects you've seen and a very low percentage of
mm-hmm.
it. Yet I just saw a video last week of a renowned doctor saying the thousands of people that are being hurt by these treatments. What would you say to that doctor? Because you've done thousands of treatments. So
yeah.
Do you see that happening?
No, not at all. And I don't know where he got his data from, so I would not, I don't even know what to say. I would tell you that it is nothing close to a surgery. Nothing close to a surgery.
Yeah.
I have seen a 95-year-old able to get up on the roof of his house and work without having pain.
95-year-old. That's pretty
And they
incredible.
Moved here from, I believe, New Jersey or something like some up northern state, and they're here for their rest of their life, is what they said. Mm. So he wanted to do more for us. He got a new house, so he wanted to do some work on it. And he came, and he got both his knees injected, and he was good to go. 95 years old.
It's amazing. In all the years I've been practicing, regenerative medicine has only been part of it as a tool mm-hmm. for the last five. And I got to say, I've seen things I never thought I'd see.
Mm-hmm.
And like I have to agree with you.
A 95-year-old, almost more older patients than younger patients, because more people have aches and pains when they're older. But I did have a 20-something-year-old, 22, I believe, who barely had the strength to walk after an accident, and he was able to get better too. So
what did you do with that patient? Was it PRP or?
We did. I believe we did regenerative medicine. Stem cells. Yes, that was it. So it was a while back when we first started that mm-hmm. here. And he got really good results, where he was going into his regular doctor's office, and he was telling the patient sitting in the room with him, saying, "Hey, you should go check this place out. They really, really helped me out." And that was really awesome for us, for a patient to go out there and give his testimony. So
We've been through a lot together, that evolution of practice, which mm-hmm. you at the same time you experienced it, I experienced it, because I remember I was a little afraid to bring on regenerative medicine, and mm-hmm. Colleen and I have a rule that if we bring on something new, we're the first people to get it. Mm-hmm. I remember saying to Colleen, if somebody's going to grow horns, it might as well be me, mm-hmm. Before anybody gets hurt. So she had severe knee problems, mm-hmm. and you've seen her recover from that.
Oh yeah,
and she's just amazing now. I've had problems with my shoulder, and more recently I had a torn meniscus that you injected mm-hmm. a few months back, and it's doing tremendously better.
Awesome.
Even to the point where I'm riding a bike now, and I can barely even get in a car when I first had it happen. So that was a double tear, and you helped me avoid a surgery with that. So how do you feel about, how often do you see somebody avoid a surgery? How often do people come into you saying that they're trying to avoid a surgery and they're using regenerative medicine?
All the time. We mostly it's knee patients more than anything. We see people that are bone on bone or very close on x-rays, and we do this, and they feel great. They're back to running. I have had people that did marathons that couldn't do it before, and they did it after 4 months. They have a goal that they set, their functional goals that they set, and there are people that are achieving it because it works. It's a system that works. It is a system without painkillers.
Yeah. So the regenerative medicine is amazing. It's so amazing that some people decide, well, that's all I'm going to do. I'm not going to do the rehab. I'm not going to do the chiropractic. I'm not going to do all the rest of it, because there's a lot of work to that. What is your opinion of that?
I disagree. I believe that your whole body, you have to do the rehab. If may not be able to do the full spine rehab, but if you're injecting whatever part of the body you're injecting, you should at least do the rehab on that, at least the minimum. But you have to do the rehab. You have to get the adjustments.
I agree, and I'm not a world's expert on how these different things work, the stem cells, the cytokines, the mm-hmm. the growth factor, but I do know that your body adapts to whatever stress you put it under.
Yeah.
And if you do not put the body under any positive stress while it's trying to heal, it's not going to heal as well.
It's not going to heal.
And I've seen that even with a family member who had a knee issue. He had a knee replacement. It went bad. He didn't want to do it again on the other knee. Mm-hmm. You injected him.
Yep.
And then he went home and sat on the couch for a great number of weeks, and it wasn't getting any better. And I finally, on the phone with him, I said, so you need to do some walking or something. You need to get up. You need to go play golf. You need to stress that for the stem cells to go to work. Mm-hmm. And it almost within a day, he started noticing changes. Mm-hmm. And you know who I'm talking about. Yeah. I don't want to mention his name, but he's singing your praises, as is my brother and my other brother and mm-hmm. my sister, because you've helped them all avoid surgeries.
Yeah.
They were all scheduled for surgery. Every one of those people I just mentioned.
Telling me that. Mm-hmm.
And my brother, who was a police officer, who is MRI said obliterated meniscus.
Yeah.
He's running again.
Awesome.
And all he did was the injection.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad that you were the person that we had in the driver's seat of this clinic when we started AMI, because you've been an excellent example for other people. You've inspired a lot of other people just by, and I know you're kind of humble. Mm-hmm. You don't like to have the attention on you, and I really appreciate you doing this video, because people respect you for what you've done. I respect you for what you've done.
Well,
you are a mentor to a lot of nurse practitioners
well,
out there.
Well, thank you so much.
So, well, thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah,
if it wasn't for your opportunity, I wouldn't have been here.
So. We're not done yet. We have a couple more clinics to create, and you're going to help us do that.
Awesome.
And I'm just so glad you've been part of this team and that we were able to grow together in this whole venture. And help change America and change the healthcare.
Yes, definitely. So, I'm with you there 100%.
Thank you so much for
being
part
so
of
much.
Our team. And so thank you for listening. And this is Bensi Joseph. And if you come to Apple for training, you will meet her, most likely. She's one of the nurse practitioners here. She's a senior nurse practitioner here. We're very glad to have her part of us and glad to be part of this video today. Thank you.
Thank you.